Welcome to Conspiracy Queens, a podcast where we discuss many pondering questions about theories, opinions, and cultures in societies. Our second topic is the disturbing question, was the moon landing fake? We have many ideas about this. We're going to start off with Jordan on her take about this.
Okay, so I'm more of a believer in the fake moon landing because I believe we've been on the moon before, but I don't think we went on the moon the first time because it was in the 1960s and we didn't have like smartphones back then. But how could you create technology that would take you to another like planet outside of our Earth, but you can't like make an iPhone? It just doesn't. The technology seemed too advanced back then to be real.
Yeah, like the space race, people assumed that when they won the space race, they would win the Cold War. So they might have, like, faked going to the moon and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I agree. Like, they would have had a motive for faking it so they could end the Cold War and, you know, all of that stuff.
And, like, I agree with what Jordan said. Like, definitely that technology was not that advanced back then. It makes me, like, wonder, like, why would they make up going to the moon with, like, what little technology they had?
Yeah, we could barely get rockets off the ground. And then all of a sudden, they make it into space. And it's like...
And they make it into space as soon as, like, Russia said they were about to. Yeah. So I just think it was a space race. And, you know, Hollywood, like, was a big thing back then. I mean, it still is. And they could have totally made, like, a film set and just put something on there.
Yeah, there was a movie called Capricorn 1, and it was created before the moon landing. And in the it like shows exactly the same detail as things that happened when it was on the moon. And so they could have just copied from that movie.
Yeah, like, for example, like, there's that whole thing on, like, it shows that the flag is, like, flapping or whatever. And, like, if there's no air, how's it moving and stuff like that? And apparently there's footage that, like, shows it moving. And... if it's real, why would the flag be moving?
True. If there's, like, no oxygen and it's just, like, space is just a vacuum, how could
he could have shook it, but I'm not sure of that.
But there's no, like, atmosphere on the moon, so, like, it doesn't make sense. Like,
but he could be, like, just shaking it like that.
Wouldn't it be, like, stiff? And, like, how could they stimulate the conditions? Like, how do they know so much already? If they knew all that about space, how come... there were still, I mean, cars weren't even that advanced back then. They were there, but, I mean, people didn't even wear seatbelts back then. So, that's the part where I wonder, like, I don't think it's real because that would be, I mean, even if it was real, it would take years and years and years and years and years to design this.
Mm-hmm. And where's the dust? Like, when it landed on the moon, wouldn't dust go, like, everywhere? But there's no dust on the rocket. Like, no dust.
And wouldn't there be, like, craters, too, like, when it landed?
Foot pads or...
And I think that, like, there was this other thing. It was, like, funny shadows or whatever. Like, people were seeing shadows in different directions. But, like, how would that happen unless there was, like, stage lights, you know, all over, like, to get that good lighting and all of that? Like, how would that happen?
Yeah, and if it was in that environment, then they couldn't do any exhaust plumes or anything like that. And there wasn't any, which would usually happen if it was launching from the moon.
Another thing that I, like, researched about was, like, there was no stars, like, surrounding the moon. But like, you're, like, in space. So
yeah, you would definitely see one.
Now, I, like, this is a part where some of it's real, and they said the photographs back then, the contrast between light and dark was too extreme to actually see the stars, but you never...
You should still see, like, a glimpse at least, like, yeah, still. Yeah. Like, maybe not, like, completely black.
Yeah, but, like, from what, like, the pictures and stuff that I saw, it was, like, just completely black. Like, that does not make any sense.
Yeah, and also... they said they lost the tapes, which is, like, if it's one of the most important documents in human history. Oh, I forgot them at home. I lost them. My dog ate them. No, you would keep that.
Yeah. Well, why not that one?
Right. That seems really sketchy. Like, like, the government has documents of everything. They literally have documents of your DNA.
As we said in the last video, they're literally spying on us. Like we said in the last video, they're, like, spying on us. So you would think that they have all the important info, like, going to somewhere safe. So, like, how do you lose it?
Yeah, you'd think they'd keep their most, like, one of their most accomplished, like, events in, like, history.
Yeah, they don't keep the moon landing, but they keep what we want about ads to pop up. Like,
that seems, like, or they destroyed them, but, like, why? If it was so real, why are you hiding the truth? Why does it?
Yeah, like, going all the way back, like, they literally... have so many motives to fake it. like the biggest one, obviously, Space Race / Cold War, like to get all of that and just like finally end it and stuff. So like there's a huge motive right there.
I'd like to bring up Area 51. So like I think
that's our next episode, by the way.
I think that the moon landing could possibly be filmed at Area 51 because like Russian photos of Area 51 show a crater on Area 51 as the same crater on the moon and the moon landing video. It's the same crater, the same shape. So, and it's a desert. And in the astronaut speech, he said, it's much like the high desert of the United States. Area 51.
And they also have Area 51 a secret too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they could easily, that might be why Area 51.
Yeah, tune in to our third episode. Yeah, and then, like, also, if you don't believe us and, you know, you're a fan of basketball or whatever, Steph Curry actually, like, doesn't think the moon landing happened. And, you know, NASA's, like, tried to persuade him that it did, and he's just not convinced.
Oh, yeah, he made that. I don't know if it was a joke or not.
Yeah.
But, like, NASA's like, oh, we'll take you on a trip to, like, see it for yourself. It's like, if it was just a joke, NASA, why are you so triggered, bro? Yeah. Why are you so mad?
Like, what are you hiding? Right. Why do you need to prove it?
The same thing kind of happened to Kyrie Irving because he said the world was flat and everybody was just like.
Yes, what? I was reading about that. That's also one of our other episodes. So tune in.
Yeah. Also, this like when we went to D.C., the Air and Space Museum, isn't it said like everything there's like real, like authentic?
I really wasn't paying attention.
Because I don't know. I don't know. But like,
probably.
I think some of it
most
is
of it's
authentic.
Models, though.
But like, yeah.
So they could just have a model of it and not any of the parts.
Yeah, so they could just have a model of it and not any of the parts.
Right.
Because, like, if it was real, then there would be, like, dust
right.
on it. Because
the
like,
models, they look like they were made out of arts and crafts. Your first graders put on some tin foil on a box. And that's the spaceship right there. I don't think that can withstand the heat and the pressure of
it. Yeah, but, like, you know, now that we've been talking about it being fake and all, like, I feel like there's those people out there that still think it actually happened. And there's actually a lot of evidence saying that it is, like, real. Like, for example, they were, like, trying to prove everything wrong and stuff. And there was, like, this website that, like, went through this whole list of, like, myths. And it was saying that the, like, truth to, like, what we were talking about earlier, like, the flag that was moving, it says that it was, like, it was moving, but it was just because when it was, like, placed in the ground, it said it just looked bent because of the lack of strong gravity. So, like, that's what, like, this article was saying. And they, same with, like, the shadows thing, they tried to prove that wrong, too. But, you know, so a lot of people think it's actually, like, happened and all that.
Yeah. Well, they could have sent the rocket up to space.
Yeah.
But it's entirely possible that all they did was orbit for 8 days and then come back down and not actually land.
Yeah. That one, you know, that rock that was, like, labeled or whatever?
The sea rock or whatever?
Yeah.
We should talk about that.
Now, people think, like, oh, it was a movie prop because stagehands, like label their things so they know where to put them. But, like, apparently, it was just a small hair or piece of thread that got caught in the machine where it was being copied. But, like, I mean, because, like, all the rocks, they look, like, the same. Like, I feel like the moon would be, like, a
little
unique.
Well, so that's, like, your moon landing photos. Like, why would you put a hair in that? That's pretty important.
Exactly. Yeah. How could you get a hair, like?
Yeah, why would you? Yeah. But, like, it says, like, I was looking at this other website, and it was, like, 7 reasons why it's true. And, like, one of them was, like, we have a piece of the moon, and then it's like you can see the site for yourself, and like the lunar rovers have seen what like astronauts have and all of that, and then some other reasons, and like people are convinced by this, and you know they just are believing maybe lies.
Well, but like a lot of these things that people are saying, like if it's real or like even like the thing about like the sea rock, like that sounds all like an excuse.
Yeah, like they're trying to hide something.
Yeah.
And if they said that lunar rovers have seen what astronauts did, then like that just kind of proves that it's not real because they're trying to cover it up.
Like why try so hard if it's real? And then like that website that I was looking on for all this stuff, it is like saying, or, like, people were commenting about it, and they were, like, that this website was created to get everyone off NASA's backs about it being fake or whatever, and that's kind of why this website was creating, like, proving all those myths.
So when do you think we actually went to the moon?
Later.
But as a human, because, like, didn't they have this thing where they sent monkeys somewhere?
Yeah, and then they also had that thing, like, I know later because there was that story of the teacher who won that trip to get to go, like, up in space.
Oh, did they die?
And it, like, exploded. Yeah. And all of her kids were, like, watching and everything.
Oh, yeah. My God, I remember
so,
that.
So, like, I know that, and for sure, like, if they have all this technology now, there's no way that, like, they haven't been able to get to the moon. Maybe it wasn't in the 60s, but it definitely has occurred since then.
Do you happen to know if the moon landing was after or before that?
I think the teacher was after, I believe.
Okay,
so.
Then they should have had the right equipment if they could go to the moon and not.
Right, how did their space race, oh, we're in a rush to beat Russia, we have to get this done quick. It was perfectly, nothing went wrong. But then, like, you have this planned out, you're going to send a teacher to the moon, which is, like, an awful vacation idea, like, send him to a beach or something.
She's just, like, an innocent person.
Yeah,
and then something happens to her.
Even though they prepped this probably more than they did the space race.
But, like, there's that whole movie, like, Hidden Figures. Have you guys seen that movie? But, like, how would they do it that fast? Like, it seems, like, a little crazy.
Like, do you know Hidden Figures is actually based on a true story?
Yeah, it is. But, like, I still feel like it was perfectly timed somehow for them to win the space race.
So,
I don't think they won it, did they?
I don't think they.
No, they didn't.
Well, no, they weren't the first.
They were the first to land on the moon.
But they were the first to land on the moon, supposedly.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, like, what could have happened was, like, they said that they landed in, like, 1969, but then, like, eventually they got the technology, and then they landed, like, later, and then, like, recreated the, like, tape.
Yeah, because they lost the tape, so then, like, you know, because they needed time to think of a new idea.
And you know how there's, like, so many movies about the moon landing, and normally, like, they make a movie about something that's, like, skeptical or questionable?
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like if it was true, they wouldn't really make a movie about it because, like, they wouldn't really care.
Yeah, and there's so many things about it. I'm sure there's, like, greater accomplishments that have less movies.
Like, you haven't seen a movie about the you've seen, like, documentaries, but, like, the first president of the United States. Like, that was a straight fact.
And there's no movies dissing the moon landing either. They're all about, like, proving that it's right.
Yeah, about that one we watched in science last year, I can't think of the name right now, but it was, like, it was about the rocket.
October Sky.
Yeah, it was about what was that that went over? I forgot what it was called.
It was, like, Sputnik.
Yeah,
right?
Sputnik and all that. Because that's kind of, like, how everything started, I think. I don't really know.
Well, also, there's something called the Van Allen belt in space. And those are, like, super high magnetic field and filled with high energy particles, and if humans went there, like, through those things to get to space, it would be lethal doses of radiation. And they say, oh, it's real because they went through the belts when the radiation was, like, pretty low. But, like, how do they know? How do they time it up so precisely where they weren't harmed at all? This seems very, very hard to me.
I think it's all just, like, about the timing, because, like, it was perfect timing for them to, like, get up in the space before Russia or, like, whatever happened with that.
It seemed and then, too like, perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like they would have a ton of failures before. Because wasn't that their first successful their first attempt ever?
Yeah, that was their first successful attempt. Like, they didn't even get a rocket up. Like, they couldn't beforehand.
Yeah, like, that seems.
But, like, all the people watching it going up, it could be possible they didn't land because they had already been in space. So, like, or Russians had, but.
So, it kind of sounds like that we tried talking about that it was true, but we all are kind of agreeing that we don't think it was happening and stuff like that. So, thank you for listening to Conspiracy Queens. Tune in next time when we talk about Area 51. Thanks for listening. Bye.